6 top tips for learning difficult words. Words are really important when you're learning a language. You need them to speak, write, and understand things. And the more words you know, the easier it is for you. Even if your grammar is perfect, if you don't know many words, you'll find it hard to speak fluently. But not all words are the same. Some are easy to understand because they're similar in your language, or they remind you of something you already know. For example, education is a cognate in many languages, éducation in Spanish and éducation in French. But other words aren't so easy. Take the example of squirrel, a small animal with a long furry tail. The word is probably like nothing you've seen in your own language. So, what can you do to help you remember it and other equally difficult words? Here are 6 top tips for learning difficult words. Sounds. So, imagine you're finding it hard to remember the word squirrel. One way to help you remember it is to think of another word you already know that sounds similar. So, let's imagine you chose squeak, which is a high-pitched sound a small animal makes. This will be your anchor word, the word that will help you remember the target word, squirrel in this case. Next, you need to create a sentence with both these terms. However, try to make the sentence a bit funny, unusual, or crazy. In fact, the funnier or crazier it is, the easier it'll be to remember. For example, the squirrel squeaked when he saw that someone had stolen his snack. Images. Next, create an image for your sentence. A sentence plus an image will really help you remember the word. For added effect, the image should be colourful and a bit crazy. Our brains are specially designed to catch and understand visual information quickly, and your brain will remember a funny, colourful picture much more easily. Rhymes. What does the word you want to learn rhyme with? This can help you remember the word. The best thing is to find a word you already know, even one in your own language, that rhymes with the target word. For example, imagine you wanted to learn the word endorse, which means to support or approve something. One word that rhymes with endorse is horse. So now, all you need to do is to create a funny sentence with both words and add a picture of it to really help you remember it. For example, the horse endorsed their decision to go by cart. Famous people. You could use famous people to help you learn words too. For example, imagine you want to learn the word shrimp, which is a small pink sea creature with a long tail and many legs. How about this one? Shrek ate a plate of shrimps. Alliteration. Alliteration is the repeated use of the same consonant or vowel sound. For example, Alice ate an apple has the a sound repeated. Alliteration is often used in songs and slogans as it makes them easier to remember. A famous one by the food company Heinz was beans means Heinz, which uses the same ns sound. You can use alliteration to help you learn words. So, imagine you wanted to learn the word whistle, to make music by forcing air out between your lips or teeth. You could create this sentence, which has the w sound repeated. The wind was whistling through the window. Or recipe. A list of instructions on how to make food. I read the recipe for the red bean risotto. Or bow, the front part of a ship. Bob was at the bow of the boat looking for his board. Word parts. If you break up the word you want to learn, you might be able to find parts of it that could help you remember the whole word. For example, imagine you wanted to learn bitter, which is the opposite of sweet. You could take the bit part of bitter and use this in a sentence. The bit of lemon I ate was bitter. Or, if you wanted to learn the word principal, a school director, because you kept confusing it with principle, a basic idea or rule, you could take the word pal, meaning friend, from principal, and write this. The school principal is a pal of mine. Or if you wanted to learn draw, a box in a piece of furniture for putting things in, you could take draw and make it into drawing, which you probably already know, and then create this sentence. I put the drawing in the drawer. Have fun!